folks, welcome to episode 34 of You're Not Listening with Mary Coughlin and Alton Conlon. This week we are going to bring you the second part of our chat in the Lady Gregory Hotel. I'm not long out of bed here, folks. It's Monday, bank holiday Monday. I've got a sinus infection. This has gone beyond a joke now. I slept a ridiculous amount of hours last night, but if any of you suffer from that real back of the head, like a concrete brick kind of sinus, like I do, sleep just makes you feel groggier. It's a strange one. Anyway, I'm digressing. Get back to business, Alton. People have to get out of bed. People have to do their work. This is what I'm doing right now. Come on. Eye on the motherfucking prize. Okay. So this is part two of our chat from Gort in the Lady Gregory Hotel. And there's also another bit of chat from the gig in the town hall in Gort and a couple of songs. Mary sings my song, The Lumberjack, You and Me. It's all about me. And I sing my song, Working for the Man. And you get a little backstory. You get quite a backstory of Mary in this one. I was just listening back to it. It's good fun. Let's see. I'm on my website here. Not stores, Alton. I should have finished my coffee before I did this. Where are we? Okay. 22nd of March. Close Encounter with Mary Coughlin and Alton Condon. The venue Ratoat. That's this Friday. That's selling really well, by the way. This Saturday, the 23rd of March, we are in Nina Art Centre, Tipperary, with a full band. That's going to be awesome. We haven't played with the full band in a while. Sunday the 27th, we're down in Waterford. That's sold out. There's no point even talking about that. Saturday the 20th of April, we are in St. Raphael's College Hall in Loughrea, County Galway, where the last time I performed to a live audience was the year 19... Let me get this right. I left school in 98. So about 95 or 96, I performed as Fagin in Oliver Twist when I was in fourth year in St. Raphael's College, and I performed there playing Fagin. I'm reviewing the situation. Can a fellow be a villain all his life? All the trials and tribulations. Better settle down and get myself a wife. I've gone out of key. But Fagin couldn't really sing anyway. And a wife who'd cook and sew for me, and da 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 go for me, and da 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 da. I think I'd better think it out again. Ah, there we go. You don't forget these things, and I forget most of it, didn't I? So back in St. Raphael's College Hall on the 20th of April, 2024. Wow, that'll be cool. Mary's coming with us, full band, bringing Mary Coughlin to school. It's Bring Mary Coughlin to School Day, April 20th, 2024. All these tickets, by the way, are on altonconlon.com, marycoughlin.ie. Okay, I've got a tour coming up after that, the Unlikely Likeable Tour. They're up on sale as well. Mary's got a big tour coming up, her 40th year. I'm pretty sure they're on sale as well. If not, they will be soon. Okay, guys. That is the story. We're having a lot of fun. We went to Longford the other night. We played the Backstage Theatre. That was beautiful. I'm waiting on the recording of that. So next week, myself and Mary will have a chat, but we'll also put out something from Longford, perhaps. Or maybe another song from Gort. We'll see. I'm enjoying putting up some of the clips from our live gigs, because it gives people an idea of the energy in the room and the vibe. And it's great fun. And I think you should come see a Mary Coughlin and Alton Conlon gig if you're in the vicinity. And if you're not in the vicinity, I think you should come as well. So, you know, there you go. Let's get on with it. Episode 34. Thanks to everybody who's coming back week after week, listening to the podcast. We hit a big milestone last week, 20,000 downloads. Not bad for a little independent podcast that we run ourselves. So thank you so much. Thanks to everyone who buys us a coffee. Thanks to everybody who subscribes to the podcast on their like platform and gives us a review. I believe that has some knock-on effect. So thank you to everyone. And thank you for the lovely like emails or Instagram messages or Facebook messages we get from people saying how much they love the podcast and how, you know, they really are enjoying it. We get some very sincere, lovely messages off people. They don't go unnoticed. We do reply, and we are very, very grateful for your loyalty. All right, episode 34, You're Not Listening. Happy Bank Holiday, Ireland.
Okay. Did your dad have a heart attack?
Daddy didn't.
You didn't have heart on your dad's side?
Oh, he was ancient.
Did your mum's side have heart, did you tell me before?
Yeah, mammy, and her father, Colin Cook.
Hard to avoid the heart thing in Ireland, is it?
Okay, can we stop talking about it now? I shouldn't have brought it up.
What's the other thing that's very common in Ireland? They tested me for it, but I don't have it. No, the iron in the blood. It's not dangerous.
What?
You take the blood out every month or something. Hemochromatosis.
What the fuck? Do they take your blood out?
You've never heard of hemochromatosis?
I have.
Yeah, that's a new thing as well.
What's
the Celtic disease? Well, they only discovered it in the 90s.
From aid and mate.
So people were actually just dying and they didn't know what it was. But if you find out what it is now and you treat it, it's perfectly, you live a long life.
Is it from aid
and mate? It's just in your genes. So I got tested and I would...
Levi's or Wranglers?
In Wranglers. Arse pocket.
No, quick today!
It's in the little pocket. You know, the little small pocket in jeans.
Over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hemochromatosis.
And it does something to your blood?
Makes you very fatigue and all of that. These are the symptoms.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
But they take it out then every couple of months, a couple of litres.
What, the blood?
Yeah.
Ah, stop.
I thought you'd know about this. Pretty much.
Jesus. Do you have it?
I'd be a carrier, but I don't have it.
Oh my God, you can never have children.
If I had met somebody who was a carrier and with a child, they'd be at risk of having it.
Oh my God.
It explained it all to me. Fascinating, isn't it?
Oh yeah, oh God.
But again, all I'm saying is the treatment nowadays,
yes,
Mary.
Yes,
so this is a positive conversation.
This is a positive conversation. Will I tell them the rest of my health things? No, that's enough
the
for
other
this
ones?
Week. My bronchiectasis.
Go for it.
Okay.
Knock yourself out.
So I have bronchiectasis, which is a horrible lung disease. And I would be much worse if I wasn't singing, apparently, because if you don't be using your lungs a lot. Anyways, I went to Australia last year. I'm saying this as a warning to anybody who might be on medication. I went to Australia the end of February last year, 2023. And I had just been looking at Wim Hof and all the people swimming and jumping around in the cold, yeah, and doing that. And
Wim Hof.
And then he gone off up to the Himalayas and all with all these older people who had previous lung and heart diseases, and they were all fucking cured by your man and his breathing and his ice baths and everything. So I said, well, fuck this. Here I am in the sunshine in Australia. I'm going to stop taking all my drugs.
Eek.
So I stopped taking all the drugs. I was absolutely feeling fantastic. until this winter, I came home and I couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. I couldn't barely walk or talk. And then they looked at my CAT scan the other day and said, "Ooh,
shit."
He took out a big stick. It's and
a fucking Wim Hof.
Not him, but the consultant. I mean, just like.
Does it go to show, going with some of these fucking quacks, like.
Well,
Stay on the medication.
I told your man I was taking. I'm taking loads of it. He said, it doesn't matter that you're taking loads, but now that's not doing you any good. He said, because the reason we prescribed it in the first place is to keep it away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
It's
so it'll take me another 3 months to get up to where I used to.
Back up to the level again.
Yeah, what an idiot.
No, it's okay. No, you've learned your lesson.
I've learned my lesson.
But yeah, I think alternative things can be used probably with, like the Wim Hof will probably help you with the medication.
He said you can jump around in the cold water as much as you like and do as much breathing exercise as you can, but I can't even do it anymore.
Yeah, unless you're at that level.
So, but I was.
Sure, the Wim Hof works very well if you're regulated.
Yeah, and I was. And I was able to, I was telling everyone, I could hold my breath for a minute and 56 seconds.
When you were getting used to the...
Yeah, when I was doing it. And then now, if I last 30 seconds, I'd be
falling over.
No. Anyway, there you go. That's my tale of woe from this week.
It's not too bad. It's good news, though.
It's all good news.
It's good news because you're going to be back on the level now with the medication.
Yeah.
And you don't need no stents.
No, I don't need no stents. No more stents. No more stents. No more stents. No more trauma in my life. No more. No more stents. Mary J. Blige, yeah. No more pain.
No more
stints. No more pain. No more trauma in my life. No
Well, that's a weird lyric.
No more pain. No more trauma in my life.
Wishful thinking.
What?
Macy Gray. Wishful thinking.
I don't know that song.
Is it Macy Gray? No? Who just says sing this?
Mary J. Blige.
Oh, Mary J. Blige, sorry.
No more pain. Anyway, there you go. Have we anything else to talk about? Tell us about your week, Alton.
What did I do? I was tired. That's my complaint. I had sinus.
Sinus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you think it's my cat. It's not.
It's just the cats, for sure.
I'm not allergic to cats. I'm allergic to dust.
You mightn't have been allergic to them to then. You might be allergic to them now. Things change.
I have it a long time. But what did I do? No, I tell you what, me and Mary had the gig last week in Cyril's Pass. We have one coming up in Longford next week. So I was actually kind of doing a bit for that, trying to scheme. You know how I like to scheme, Mary?
Yeah.
So I've been scheming.
Scheming.
Yeah. My week was not as adventurous as yours.
Well, that's okay.
Where did I go? I went somewhere. I was in Boyle last night in Roscommon.
Oh, yeah. And I love Boyle.
Folk club.
I love Boyle.
Boyle is fab. Roscommon's fab. People are lovely there.
Okay.
In general, you know, I'm sure there's pricks.
So people are lovely everywhere.
Nah.
In general.
They're not. No.
Okay. Well, I love Boyle, actually. And there's an arts festival there every year.
Like Gort. Is there a Boyle arts
festival?
Oh, come here. What? Somebody was speaking to me about you, of course. He was in Sitges because he said there's a big Boyle connection.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what he was on about. Yeah.
She's to run the...
So that's the connection we were trying to think of earlier.
That Caroline.
That festival you said is fab. Yeah.
Caroline used to run the... She used to run a festival.
He said half a Boyle were in Sitges this year.
They go down every year.
Yeah.
There's about
fab.
11 or 1200 Irish people come down every year to the festival.
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were all from Boyle, though. No,
there's a connection, but there's a lot of them.
Oh, no, Caroline Wynne, the woman who runs it, was in Boyle and... I think she ran the arts thing.
Boyle Arts Festival. Now she's in Sitges and she's running that.
No, she's still here, but she opened up. A thing came across her desk one day to see if she wanted to twin with another town anywhere in Europe.
And she went for there.
So she got a small grant and she sent a few people over to
Isn't
Sitges.
That amazing?
And it's big now.
Yeah.
It's bloody amazing.
Wow.
So there's singers come, musicians come from Malaga, from all over Spain, different parts of Spain, Catalonia, the other place, Andalusia, Malaga, Mallorca. Mallorca.
Can you do that? Can you do that thing?
Andalusia.
Clearly, the stroke.
Stop it, Alton.
Oh, fuck.
Robert, I can't say it.
Robert's going to show up and fucking...
Robert who?
Robert.
Oh, my Robert.
Robert and fucking...
Anyways...
All the ghosts of the past.
All the ghosts of the past. So there's the story of Boyle and all the people in Sitges Festival.
Oh,
very nice, okay. Yeah. The only thing that's wrong with Sitges is... Can I say one thing?
Yes.
It's the same weekend as the bloodier festival in Cork, the Jazz.
Oh, fuck.
So I do have to leg it to Cork and then
it. It's a Cork Jazz Festival that kind of bit out of hand, though.
It's not really a jazz festival. I just like doing Cork, Cockland, but this year I'm doing the Everyman.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, that's how I like the Everyman.
Oh, that's going to be part of your 40-year tour?
Yes.
Are you doing it during...
I'm going to make an announcement.
Are you doing it during Jazz Week?
I think the Thursday of the Jazz, with there'll be lots of people around, maybe.
When are you making an announcement, Mary?
I'm making
for your tour.
On the 13th of March. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, so it's going to be all on sale.
When is that?
13th will be about 5 days away.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So yeah, probably Tuesday or Wednesday, they're probably going to put it on sale.
Yeah.
So can you confirm where you're playing? Do the podcaster listeners get the exclusive, the lowdown?
Oh, will they know?
You can tell them now. It'll be out on Monday.
Okay, well, the one in... Okay.
Olympia, is it?
I have them in my phone.
The dates. You remember. You don't need to. I'm doing.
Okay, we're doing the Spiegel Tent in Wexford on the 23rd, I think, of October. And then blah, blah, blah. And then I'm doing Cork on the 25th of October. And then I have to go to England. And then I'll be back. And then I'll be doing more gigs. Oh, no, then there's...
You're doing Union Chapel. Are you doing Union Chapel?
No, I did it all wrong. So there's the Jazz Festival in Cork in the Everyman Theatre. Then, yeah, then there's... Limerick and Belfast on the 1st and 2nd of November, then over to England to do a few gigs over there, including Union Chapel in London. That's on sale. The others aren't on sale yet. And then over back to Ireland, and we're doing the Olympia Theatre on the 1st of December. And then there's a couple of other gigs, and then down to Galway for 2 nights in the Town Hall on the 21st and 22nd of December.
That's going to be fab, Mary.
Be a good vibe.
Ah, that's a seriously good run.
Get my Christmas shopping done in Galway.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, it's a good run, though.
It'll be mental in Galway.
Dull, fucking mental. Normal.
Last year I was in London for the Christmas shopping.
Nice.
Yeah, in Hammersmith.
Did you bring an empty suitcase?
I did. Okay.
That's a great run, Mary, at the end of the year. We've done loads of talking. So come here, we were chatting. Are we going to take it a couple of months off?
Oh, I don't know.
Will we try and keep it going?
Yeah.
Well, myself and Mary were chatting about...
Well, if it's very stressful, let's say...
It is, yeah. It's
not stressful. We love doing it when we're finally together to do it.
But it's a commitment.
But we tried it over the phone a few times and various things happened that didn't go right. And then we just tried it other ways of doing it. And
but you know what we'll do now, Mary? Because we're meeting each other nearly every week for the next few weeks.
Oh, we'll do it every week.
Let's keep going. I'm going to record a gig tonight. I might slot a song or two into this for the crack. But if it gets a little stressful, what we might do, what Tommy and Hector do and Larita, they take 2 or 3 months off and come back fresh.
Okay.
Because we do have our audience now.
We do, yeah. But they'll go away if we don't keep them.
Would you go away?
They will.
No.
I never see them as saying anything.
What's that saying?
You don't.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Absent makes the heart.
Absent.
Absent makes the heart grow.
I drank absent in.
Absent.
I drank absent in the absent. Czech Republic.
Absent. Altered.
I blacked out for 2 days.
Absent. Absent.
I was absent.
Yeah, but that's what it's really lethal.
Awful, isn't it, Mary?
There's something. No, originally
I thought,
there's not
I
anymore.
It was acid.
There is something in it, but
it
they're not
so
anymore.
It was hallucinogenic.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Absent.
I never liked hallucinogens. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you? No, and I had a couple of decent runs on them, but I had a couple of bad ones.
I had only the one bad one. I never touched it again.
Awful.
But Jesus Christ.
Nightmare stuff.
Terrified.
Yeah,
I'm
don't take that shit if you're young.
No, don't take that shit. We can tell you all about it.
Yeah. Wait till you're older and your brain has developed. I took it very young. Now look at the state of me.
Look at the state of me. Fucking look at the state of me now. But I don't think, I don't know.
We're like something the cat dragged in.
May I say something?
Yes.
How switched on, you think, well, cardiologists and stuff.
Mm.
He said, there is a lot of evidence to suggest that, you know, people are, you know, with broken hearts are, get broken hearted. You know, and for various reasons. He didn't. We had a private discussion. He said, "I hope you have. Do you have a good therapist?"
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I know I've been brokenhearted all my fucking life.
But Mary, do you know as well? Like when I had the kind of thing that they thought was a stroke, but it was migraines. That consultant said to me, he said, "Look," he said, "the brain. We know fucking nothing about it." He's a specialist at that. So the heart must be kind of the same in a sense.
Yeah, and you know, I got knocked down when I was 6 months pregnant with Aoife, who was thankfully wonderful and in her 40s now, but I broke my pelvis. I was in hospital for 3 months, and when Ivor Brown talked to me and about all the stuff that happened in my life, he said, "I want to talk more about that bang." He said, "Let's just stop there." He said, "Because that was a huge stop in your life."
Yeah.
So you know, and we explored that. And when I did Woman, every day then when I'd stop with Ivor Brown, I'd go into the car and I'd speak into the phone. Or I'd take my notebook then later and write it all down.
Yeah.
And then Woman Undone, the play that I did, the thing, We used to car, and I told my daughter this. Nobody knew. How could they know we didn't tell them?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, really. And I said, Aoife, you know, I said that was because cars were so important to my life. Like, we went to Donegal every year. My father, we'd be singing in the car. We'd come out to Gort when the kids were little. The car was sitting outside the door, and I jumped into it one day, threw the kids in the back, and drove off out to my cousin.
The car
was a huge sense of a huge place in my life. And then bang,
hit by one.
Then next one, a car hit me from behind when I was coming in from my Cullen, from Eric's house, from Uachtarard. And I got some money from the insurance claim because it was a pile up on the back of the road. Kids were in the car with me.
Oh, Jesus.
And terrifying. I bought a big tank of a car, a Renault 16. They don't have them anymore. And I legged it off to Dublin. Cars. Started my music career. That was the only reason I would have left.
But you know, like therapists do, I read a great book before about these different therapy sessions and people went to therapy with these terrible traumas and anxieties and everything. And when they dug, they found like it could have been just one day when you were 12, something happened or something was said to you. So it all pivoted from that, from a moment, rather than looking at this broad kind of what fucked me up kind of thing.
Yeah, he said, it can be just like he said, let's look at the
bang. A weird incident.
Let's look at the bang and the relevant, and because he said, you've been coming here every week and there's always a car story.
Wow.
And then, when he regressed me into nice feelings about my family, it was always in the car.
In the car.
Yeah, singing, my mother singing in the car.
It's almost mirrored.
Yeah, is that weird? There you go.
It's actually kind of cool, that.
It's very cool. It was very cool.
So that's it. Let's go to our gig.
Oh, God, yeah. Sorry, everyone. It's been a kind of mental health and physical health.
That was a really good podcast.
It was a good podcast.
If I may say so myself.
I think we should do more of the serious stuff.
We do. We have a nice mix. People, we get lots of messages and people
I never
like
see
that.
The messages.
People message, they do, Mary. They message me on Instagram or Facebook and stuff.
They message you?
Yeah.
Why do they not message me?
You do. I've sent you them on, screenshots and everything.
Oh, yeah. Only the odd one, though.
No, but I want more
feedback.
Well, I put it to you this way, right?
Let's do.
I listen to loads of podcasts and I love them. I don't go fucking writing to them.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So think about it that way. Somebody takes the time.
You just never know that people are listening.
Yeah, but somebody takes the time to write to you, then you've really made an impact. Okay. If I write to somebody, if you write to somebody, they've moved you.
Okay. Oh, you have to stop talking, or I won't be able to.
Okay,
see
let's go, guys.
I don't have COVID. Ulster Motors have a COVID test for me. And I don't have COVID, but...
Even if you did have COVID, we'd be saying you don't have COVID.
We don't know what to believe. I have a strange lung disease called bronchiectasis, and I've had it for years, and I take inhalers, you know? And then this fucker called Wim Hof came along. Have you heard of him? He was curing people left, right, and centre of everything. And I had an inflammatory disease on my lungs. So, okay, I'll do that. So I was doing the cold water showers, the sea swimming, just the odd day. Odd, very odd day when it was like of a certain temperature. And the cold showers were not too bad. I was doing them. And I was doing the exercises every morning. So I went down to Australia in February last year and I fucked away on my medication. I said, this is great. Don't need that shit anymore. And then I landed myself in the hospital. And they, so there you go. The moral of the story is Wim Hof may be all right, but don't give away your inhalers and your medication. So I'll be all right again.
I hope you sing this one, The Lumberjack.
Just a little bit. This is a song.
You still won't let me help you.
This is the song, there's also a note that I heard on the radio, and I wrote to him and I said, are you the...
Yeah, I got an email that said, hello, are you Galway prom man, Mary Coughlin? And I was like, whoa! No, you emailed me because I remember where it was. I went, that's amazing, Mary Coughlin just emailed me. And then being the opportunist... you must have got off my website. You're savvy. You're very, very savvy.
I wrote to your website. Anyways, I liked this song because it reminds me of Galway, and I recorded it just from a new album that'll be out in September of this year. So, Tired and Emotional was released 40 years ago, and this year, fuck it, I lived in Gort briefly. vanity is a terrible thing, isn't it? But it's, this is better. Okay. I still can't see, but there you go.
If you take the lights down a touch, we'd see some faces.
I lived in I lived in a commune in Gort. Do you remember it? It's like
they're all from the commune.
50 years ago, exactly, in June, I ran away to a commune in Gort, for fuck's sake. But my grandmother is from Gort, and Carty's pub, Peggy Carty, the Irish dancing teacher, she taught me Irish dancing. She was my grand aunt, so we have a long history. And Paddy Lally, the Thatcher, and Thatched Valley Lee, and loads of houses all over the place. Oh, Jesus, that's lovely.
That's nice.
Can you see us?
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. Oh, that's very nice.
That's way better.
Oh, Jesus.
It was hot up here.
Anyway, what was I going to say? Anyways, yeah, I ran away there first. I've been running kind of all my life, and here I am again. It's lovely to be back, and this is the second time I've ever done a gig in Gort, and we'll be back, yeah. So. Anyway, this is a song. I just rambled. Okay, sorry. Rambling is good.
The Lumberjack, you and me.
The Lumberjack, you and me. Here we go. Oh, yeah, I've just recorded it for the new album. Which is...
to the Galway railway station, with your brother there, I can't say what I'm thinking. Rise, smile, we'll meet in September. All political lives end in failure. We felt flash as if a tree. There was the lumberjack, you and me, and I won't forget your lizard face, just like the sun did on that day. Gonna follow that big sun, sink below the sea, let the night shine in, put this old love to sleep. For all the times I held you close, so many more I let you go. Along the prom I take a walk beneath the stars. Watch boats sailing, they've traveled from your parts. But I won't forget your hotel, me, Holton. Said you'd help.
That place where
I once saw heaven at your feet. But that was many, many moons ago. This love I can't let go, for it keeps me far all time. I don't grow, I just cling to the vine. Gonna follow that big sun, sink below the sea, let the night shine in, put this old love to sleep. For all the times I held you close, so many more I let you go.
Thank you so much. Doing off this new album I put out last October called The Starlight Ballroom, and this song is called Working for the Man. I went through a short phase during lockdown where I did an SNA course online, and I jumped out of bed every morning and went into a school to work like a normal person. And after about 3 weeks I wrote this very arrogant song like I was a workaholic. called Working for the Man, and this is it. I quit shortly after. Here we are in Gort, in the lovely town hall. Okay, this one is called Working for the Man. Down the stairs, pick up my shoes from under the chair, ready for the day, ready to pay my way. Someone's got the blues in the staff room, gonna lend an ear and throw my 2 cents in. I love the company. All day long I work for the man. No way I'm gonna lay in bed and let my head get the better of me all day long, all day long. Some of my friends like to spin a yarn, make out they're busy, they got so much on. You'll see them sipping coffee, rolling cigarettes by train. Go on up the arch, you see how it is done. They're packing goods, stack them one on one. They work all day long. All day long I work for the man, the man in me. There ain't no way I'm gonna I work all day long.
Myself and Mary have added Buy Me a Coffee. It is a little app whereby if you'd like to support our podcast, each week or some weeks, you can give us a little tip. It will help to cover expenses like hosting the podcast, mastering the podcast, travel for me and Mary, getting to each other every week. If you can't afford to, please do not give us anything. But what you could do is subscribe to the podcast on your preferred platform, give us a rating and share it with friends. If you do want to support us with Buy Me a Coffee, you will find it in the description of this podcast.